This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW, or at least 50% of Rob Long. As you can hear, I'm a little hoarse. I've been struggling with a sore and scratchy throat since last week, which in some ways has been useful. People hear my voice, and they assume I'm a screamer. No, really. Last week, when I could barely croak out a word or two, an executive I know heard my voice and then asked, in a tone that was a mixture between respect and dismay, have you been yelling at the writing staff? Now, for the record, as if you needed to have me confirm it, the answer is no, but there was something in his voice. Maybe it was fear, maybe it was respect, if there's a difference between the two, and I'm not convinced that there is, that made me want to chuckle darkly and say something like, I just needed a little order around there. Now, what I have, according to a doctor, is something they used to call vagus throat. Well, again, when people say according to a doctor, they don't mean that they personally spoke to a doctor. They mean someone they spoke to once spoke to a doctor when they had a raspy voice or spoke to someone who spoke to a doctor, and this is what the doctor said third or fourth hand. Vagus throat is what Dean and Frank and Joey Heatherton would get when they headlined the Dunes or the Trop or the DI. The dry air, the nightly shows, and, let's be honest, the endless smokes and the alcohol did a number on their chief instrument, the voice. Now, it's dry in the desert, which is what L.A. is, and since I've been spending more time out in the valley and less time closer to the beach and home, it's likely that the dry air and my general tendency to talk a lot all day has resulted in my being able to do an uncanny imitation of Harvey Fierstein. Now, that's really the cause. You'd think a writer wouldn't have this kind of problem. We're all supposed to be alone, hunched over our keyboards in chunky sweaters. But in television, we're all in a room together, talking about stories and pitching dialogue. And if you've got other duties, like me, for instance, there are meetings and conference calls and all sorts of moments where it's expected that you'll pipe up and contribute to the conversation and talk. But talking is hard. After a sentence or two, the voice starts to rasp a little more like a badly oiled machine. And if you're me, you get frustrated and probably a little cranky, and it starts to show in the voice so that it's only natural for an executive to deduce that the crankiness came first and caused the vagus throat instead of the truth, which is that it happened the other way around. But if people think you're a screamer, it turns out, they get out of your way. So there are benefits to sounding like Lucille Ball in her final days. Nevertheless, I keep drinking hot tea. For the next 12 weeks of production, I'm going to need to be able to talk, despite what that will do to my fearsome reputation. And that's all for this week. Next week, we kick it off. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.